It's the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M. Be part of the show anytime. Give us a call on 1-333-53. And we talk to many legends on this show, but not many bigger than this bloke.
Our next guest was an NRL workhorse. He'll go down in history as one of the greatest Cronulla Sharks players of all time. A true Shire icon. He played a total of 348 premiership games and made the dreams of many Sharks fans a reality in 2016. Finally bringing the Proven Summers Trophy to the Shire. And his on-field days might be over, but this toughest Nuts guest is now leaving his legacy in the professional boxing ring. Here to teach these Muppets what a real athlete is. Please welcome Dead Set Legend, Paul Gallen.
Yeah, he certainly is the Dead Set Legend. We missed out there that he's actually one of the funniest blokes. He did a comedy routine at one of our No BS lunches. Of course, we can't talk about those because we don't talk about those lunches, but you were sensational that day as well, Gal. Thank you so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. How are you this morning?
No worries. Thanks, boys. No, I'm pretty good. Yeah, just done a bit of training session, so I'm all good. But yeah, I do remember that lunch, and it was a big day, that's for sure.
It certainly was.
Gal, obviously you've got an 11-1-1 record, and you did have the TKO loss to Justice in June. But, you know, tell us what you reviewed that boxing match and where you want to improve from here.
Oh, mate, he's just, you know, at the end of the day, when you're beaten by someone who's just too good for you, yeah, you go there, you do your best, you prepare as best you can, but you're beaten by a guy who's better on the night, that's the way it goes. And yeah, he was too good. There's no doubt about that. He's one of the prodigies of Australian boxing. He's probably earmarked as one of the best boxers Australia's seen. I think along with Jai Pattaya, I actually think he's probably the most skillful boxer Australia has at the moment. Obviously, Jai's going to fight for a world title, hopefully early next year. But no doubt Hooney's got the goods, and hopefully for him, he can keep moving forward.
Yeah, why do you love boxing so much, mate?
Mate, I've always liked it. I've always enjoyed the sport as a kid, did a little bit as a kid. And looking now, I suppose I finished footy, it still gives me that opportunity to compete. And I suppose as an athlete or as a footy player, any sort of athlete, you want to compete as long as you possibly can. And I've got athletic ability, and I'm going to squeeze every single last drop of athletic ability out of my body before I probably break at some stage. And I am 40 now, so the time's probably not too far away, but yeah, I'm enjoying it at this point in time.
Gal, you spoke about Josh Alloway and said, you know, you don't rate him as an NRL player, but you know, throwing some barbs around, I love it. But he does have some pedigree. What do you need to be mindful of?
Oh, look, I've been told he's very fast and very skillful. I imagine a guy who's boxed as a kid is, but, mate, I don't know if the fight's going to happen there. We're still a fair bit to work through at the moment as far as the negotiation goes with the fight itself. And I just have to wait and see what happens to the Rose Boys. Rest assured, it won't be through fear that I won't be doing the fight. I can promise you that. But there's a few issues with the contract at the moment that need to be sorted out. And do the right thing by boxing and the right thing by the sport. He carries on like he's a boxer and he's got that pedigree. Well, he's got to do the right thing by the sport. And that's about all I can say at this stage.
Now, that's a really good point, mate. Let's talk about rugby league for a moment. The Sharkies, mate, they've got themselves a new coach. They've got a couple of players from the Storm. You know, it really does look like they're on the up and up. Are you excited about the season for them next year?
Yeah, definitely. We actually had a luncheon yesterday at the Sharkies, which was really good. You know, the first sort of luncheon they've had in a long, long time because of COVID. And there was 75 sponsors and supporters there and members. And Fitzy was there himself, and actually Alan Fitzgibbon, Fitzy's dad, and E.T. and Gav Miller. So it was a good day. Oh. And you know, everyone's really excited about next year and the future of the Sharks with Fitzy coming. And some really good signings at the club. I think none better than Dale Finucane and Cam McInnes. Mate, Cam McInnes, I played with Cam McInnes in the 2017 City Country game. Freddie asked me to come back and have a game, and I did. It was the last ever City Country game. And yeah, mate, I actually backed him after that to be the New South Wales hooker. His leadership at training and his work ethic was like nothing I've seen before. He was absolutely outstanding. And obviously, you know, Cookie's got the spot now and thoroughly deserves it. Can't take it off him. But Cam's been injured this year, but I just think he's a terrific leader and a terrific player, and he's going to do wonders for the club. And you throw on top of that Dale Finucane, his pedigree coming from the Storm, they're both going to be really good for the club, and looking forward to what they do next year.
Yeah, Nicho Hynes, an incredible player for the Storm. Every time they plugged him into so many various positions, whether it was on the bench or playing and starting in various roles, he never let him down, and he's goal kicker as well.
Yeah, mate, he's a goal kicker. And look, the thing about Nicho Hynes, not a lot of people know I suppose because of his time in first grade. He grew up a half his entire life. He grew up a halfback, so he actually had to transition into the fullback role for the Melbourne Storm. And as we know, slotted straight in there and did a terrific job. But I'm pretty sure Fitzy's bought him as a half. So we've got two or three really good halfbacks at the Sharks going forward. And hopefully he slots into the half of the 5'8 role there and just goes really well. As we know, he can play really outstandingly for the Melbourne Storm. Different, it's going to be different coming to a new club, but I've got no doubt he's going to be great.
No doubt about it. Gowan, before we let you go, I know that you've put your hand up to do the 24-hour row, which is all for Gotcha for Life next weekend. We've got over 40 surf clubs and many down in the Sutherland Shire where you'll be in and around doing your bits and bobs. And you put a video out there challenging Hugh Jackman, who's doing it from New York with the North Bondi Club. It's going to be a fun 24-hour row for all really good reasons starting next weekend.
No, it's going to be great. I was down at a local gym last week and someone came and asked me about it, and I said, oh, mate, I'm jumping on board for sure. Yeah, like I get a bit of a kick out of helping people when you can. You know, it's the position we're in. We're very lucky, and we've worked very hard to get what we've got to. And yeah, if you can help people out along the way, I think it's something that you should do. And I'll be jumping on the rower next weekend without a doubt. Probably I'm going to try and get 5+ Ks out. So that probably, I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'm going to get at least 5 Ks. I've got to make it clear, I'm not going to be wrong for 24 hours. I'm going to help out.
Everyone's doing half an hour slots and everyone would get that team spirit back. And of course, Bodies.
Well, half an hour. I'll make a deal. If I can't get 5 Ks out in half an hour, we'll have it. You think of a good bet and we'll have it. I'm going to back myself to get 5 Ks out in half an hour. If I can't get it, you guys can give me a challenge.
Good on you, Gav.
A monetary challenge, whatever it might be.
Perfect.
5 Ks in 30 minutes, that's my goal.
Love your work, Gav. Thanks so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. You are certainly brother.
Jeez, actually, is that possible? I hope it's possible to get 5 Ks in 30 minutes. I got a feeling if you put your mind to it,
you'll probably nail it, mate. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, boys.
There's Paul Gallen on the Dead Set Legends.